Radio Prague News.
The Czech Veterinary Authority has begun checking meat imports from Germany to prevent the spread of the E. coli food bug. Czech authorities have released a Pakistani terror suspect due to Pakistan's failure to supply the extradition documents. And some Czech dentists have threatened to quit public insurance system if basic tooth fillings are not taken out from public insurance policies. The Czech Veterinary Inspection launched on Monday checks of meat imports from Germany to curb the spread of the E. coli food bug. A spokesman for the State Veterinary Administration said the inspections involving shipments of pork and beef from Germany, where the infection first appeared, are set to continue until the end of the week. The cause of the E. coli outbreak has not yet been determined. Spanish vegetables and German-grown sprouts previously believed to have caused the mutated E. coli outbreak were cleared. The infection has so far killed 22 people, while hundreds of others contracted the disease. Czech authorities released on Monday Pakistani terror suspect Muhammad Zafar over Pakistan's failure to supply the required extradition documents, the news website Econom.cz reported. Mr. Zafar was detained in Prague in late April on an international arrest warrant. He is wanted in Pakistan for questioning related to a 2006 bombing of the U.S. consulate in Karachi, which killed a U.S. diplomat and three Pakistani citizens. A spokeswoman for the Czech Justice Ministry said the terror suspect was released on Monday morning. However, Czech law does not allow extradition to countries where death penalty could be imposed on the suspect. Some Czech dentists have threatened to cancel their contract with health insurance companies if basic tooth fillings are not taken out from public insurance policies. The head of the Czech Dentist Association, Pavel Hr, said on Monday that many of his colleagues only work with a few selected insurance companies already and demand out-of-pocket payments from patients covered by other policies. The Czech Health Minister Leoš Heger suggested basic tooth fillings will be taken out of public insurance, but changed his mind after pressure from the coalition Public Affairs Party. Mr. Hr, however, did not specify how many Czech dentists would consider getting out of the public insurance system. The Czech Republic's industrial output grew in April by 4.7% year-on-year after a revised increase of 9.2% in March, according to government figures released on Monday. April's output growth was the lowest in 16 months. Manufacturing grew by 6.1% in April, down by around 5.5% registered in the previous month. Analysts believe pressure on lowering costs and limited external sources of financing were the major factors behind the slower growth. The Czech Culture Ministry has decided to merge Prague State Opera and the National Theatre. News agency ČTK reported on Monday, citing the opera's director Oldřich Černý. Prague State Opera will cease to exist as an independent body in January 2012, after more than 120 years. Mr. Černý said that the ballet ensembles of the National Theatre and the State Opera will merge into one, while their choirs and orchestras will remain separate. By merging the two institutions, the ministry plans to save on administrative costs. However, the move is opposed by employees of both theatre houses. On Monday, the Prague State Opera is holding a gala concert in support of its independence. More than 15,000 people also signed a petition to keep the opera house separate from the National Theatre. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Hot and occasionally wet weather is set to continue for the next few days, with storms in places. Daytime highs should range between 25 and 29 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.